You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue here in downtown Milwaukee. I am Kyle Wallace, and you can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Again, that is 833-212-1017. You can also watch the stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, the good old 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. I'm trying to make sure I can get up to YouTube. Maybe we should title today's show, Will Diddy Be Free? Diddy is free. We don't know. Diddy probably going to be spending some time in jail. But we got a lot of options. A lot of options. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. Shout out to you, Truth Nation, who's watching on YouTube, listening in your car, or streaming on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth app, or streaming at 101.7thetruth.com. If you are watching us on YouTube, make sure y'all give us a like, make sure y'all give us a share, and make sure y'all give us a subscribe. But anyways, to get things started for today, I want to be a little bit more free flow. It's been a heavy week. When I say heavy, I think topic-wise, it's been a heavy hitter. Nothing that's too, like, sad or dramatic, but I feel like I left it all up on the field. I don't know about you, Ms. Rhea Riley, but I feel like I left it all on the field this week. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you did.
I think I put up a pretty good performance this week, and so it was just a really loaded topics and conversations that we had this week, and I'm trying not to be the old grump. That's my whole thing. I want to be the old grump. I want to be the dude that complains all the time. I'm very mindful of that. One thing I will complain about, though, is I don't know about y'all. Do y'all check y'all got DJ Ricky back there and Rhea back there? Do y'all ever sign into y'all email via, like, your web browser on your phone, or do y'all have the Outlook app on y'all phone?
We both got the Outlook app.
See, I refuse to do it, and I'll tell you why I refuse to do it, because I enjoy working at this company. I do. I really do. I like my job. But if they ask me to put another damn application on my phone, I'm going to lose my freaking mind. So I don't have the Outlook app. Why? It's because it takes up too much space. So you mean to tell me y'all got Microsoft Teams on your phone? Yeah. You got Outlook on your phone?
Yep.
You got the app to get into the building on your phone?
Yep.
And if y'all don't have to do Concur, that's reimbursement for mileage and all different things. But you got to get an authenticator app on your phone for that.
Yep.
And so I'm sitting here like, dog, y'all got all these different things, and I'm a workaholic, and so I refuse to get the Outlook app on my phone because I just sign in via the internet browser. But now they saying that we can't even do that no more. They want me to download something else. And I'm just looking at my phone. I got about five apps related to this damn job, which I love. But my good, there's another app they're going to have us put on our phone, too. I just got an email about. Y'all ain't paying my phone bill. More importantly, I only got so many gigabytes on my phone.
You don't pay that's what Andrew's got? You got no extra storage?
No, I have 128 gigs, and I make videos all the time. What about the apps I want? What about Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat? What are you looking at me for like that, Ricky? They take up space, too. So I'm just, and I got so many pictures and videos on my phone. So many pictures and videos. It's ridiculous. files. Why y'all looking at me like that? I do. I got thousands of pictures and videos.
Because you barely be on social media.
I be on social media.
No, you Ricky, don't.
I'm a social media star. I got like 100,000 views on
Your shows, not your personal social media.
No, but it's I share it on my what's called. So I'm a star, and I download, like, you know, when you share stuff on social, they download. But anyways, I just felt like they're taking up way too much space on my phone. I thought maybe y'all be able to feel for me, but clearly y'all don't care. Y'all let the man just do whatever they want to y'all.
I thought you loved your Android.
No, it's not the Android. I have 128 gigabytes on my phone. It's the fact that GKB is taking like 15 of them gigabytes.
Man, I got an iPhone. I'm fine.
No, first and foremost, iPhones be the main ones talking about, I'm running out of storage.
Ricky and I both have iPhones. We're fine.
Yeah, y'all ain't never had that running out of storage. Did y'all buy extra storage for y'all cloud? Yeah, y'all ain't never did that. Y'all live boring lives anyways. Y'all don't take no videos. Look, people go straight personal. Y'all weak. But anyways, Truth Nation, today I felt like I'm going to have a little fun today. I want to have a more free day. I want to be wild and free today. So we're going to try something a little bit different. Not now, not y'all. But at a certain point during this show, I think segment two or segment three, we're going to play a little game. Y'all ever heard of Dealer's Choice, the game Dealer's Choice? You ever heard of that? Some people really said no. Dealer's Choice, where the dealer gets to choose. Well, today we're going to play Producer Choice. So today, during the second or third hour, we're going to have Producer Choice, where my wonderful producer, Rhea Riley, who yells at me almost for sure weekly. We almost got into it yesterday because she yelled at me about something that my girl yelled at me about yesterday. And I played the video back for my girl at the crib. So I said, you know what? I'm sick of these women yelling at me back and forth everywhere I go. So you know what? I'm going to have producer's choice today. So segment three, we're going to have producer's choice because in her defense, she always says I don't have enough time for her, which I do not. Sorry, Rhea, I'm trying to make a living around here and they put me in all these meetings. But segment three, we're going to have a random producer's choice. So make sure you get ready, Rhea, because you got to entertain the masses segment three. You're going to have to hit me with a surprise topic and I promise you I'm going to be ready. But other than that, we can go ahead and hit them with off the top, because off the top, I do have some thoughts I want to get off my mind about some stuff I've been reflecting on.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
It is Truth to Power here. I'm sitting here. I got bombarded. DJ Ricky bring me in he brought me in some wipes because he said Sherwin got allergies going on. How you got allergies right now? This is beautiful weather. Ain't allergies like in August and September?
Well, it's still seasonal. Like it's changing. Leaves are still falling even though it's hot.
I guess you might be right. Boy, this weather is beautiful. It is absolutely wonderful. I can't wait. She said you're going to be stuck inside. I'm going apple picking tomorrow. Then going to watch the Brewers. Well, not going. Watching from the crib. But anyways, we're off the top today. I did want to talk about something the impact of music, right? Because as y'all know, or if you do not know, Bad Bunny, he was selected to perform at the Super Bowl in San Francisco, or say Santa Clara, coming up next year in February. And I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters who get to see representation of an artist from their territory. And I did kind of find it funny because when I found out, I got this group chat with my other show, Kyle Bruss and Norman 2-5 ESPN Wisconsin. And when they announced it on air, I said, oh, great. All we're going to hear is a whole bunch of white folks complaining about how there's Espanol on their TV. They got a good laugh out of that. But then all of a sudden, you did see a lot of people complaining about Bad Bunny, which is interesting to me because they're like, oh, no, we got a Spanish speaker. He's not even from here, a non-U.S. citizen. It just shows you how unintelligent so many people are. Puerto Rico is a United States territory. So this is not a DEI performance. This is actually one of the most popular artists in the world. But also as part of this, one thing I wanted to talk about is that this Bad Bunny being selected to perform at the Super Bowl, Truth Nation, this is another great reminder of what we as a black community are, right? And how important we are. Because being part of the black community, and specifically black Americans, sometimes we need to be reminded of our greatness and what we have done. Because when you look at what we have done and what we have created, we created the most global genre of music there is out there. And one thing I noticed is that we are always the leader of music, sound, entertainment. That is what we do. The Black American influence on music and culture is unmatched by any other group of people in this world. You talking about, I believe there's only 14 million of us. I might be shorting it. It might only be like 12%, but You're telling me out of all these people in this world, billions of people in this world, a small group of African Americans, Black Americans, are able to create something that was so powerful that every single country wants to hear our music or utilize our music or create their own genre of our music, like Bad Bunny, who has reggaeton mixed with Latin trap. Reggae, we took reggae and created hip hop. Reggaeton was created out of hip hop. Latin trap was created out of hip hop. And so I told y'all recently, I was in Lisbon, Portugal, which is a European country, which is rich in their own history, rich in their own culture, rich in their own arts, their own style, their music, their heritage. But the one thing which stood out to me from this trip was whenever and wherever we went, when it came to a club, to music, whether I was on a boat as well out there, the majority of the music that I heard was hip hop and R&B. Rhea saw my, you saw my snap on the boat, right, Rhea? Nod your head, yeah. You don't remember, you remember me on the boat or no? Yeah, yeah, me and my girl. Because you follow both of us. Sneaky behind. Oh, you don't follow my girl? Cool, that's all good. Oh, yeah, we was on a boat in Portugal. You hear hip-hop in the background. Beyonce in the background. Like, that's what you hear. And for me, I just think about how fortunate and blessed it is for me to be able to travel. But more importantly, when I go to these different places, right, to go to other, enjoy other people's culture, I still hear the culture from where I'm from, right? Our music, Black music, gets the party going. It creates vibes. So whether or not it's a club in Brazil, Italy, Jamaica, Cuba, Portugal, France, and beyond, Nigeria, with Afrobeats, regardless of where I go, I feel the influence of African Americans, Black Americans. And I think we don't give ourselves enough credit for how impactful we have been to this world. The influence is stronger than what many of us can believe because we don't see it. So even when you look at an artist like Bad Bunny, who, again, is influenced by hip hop, you get to see the greatness in how somebody can take something that we created and mix it up with reggaeton and Latin trap and end up being a performer for the Super Bowl. Right? You see the same thing as in with country music, where Black people played an integral role and a foundational role in the development of country music. You talk about rock and roll. Rock and roll now is probably seen as a white genre, unless you're Lil Wayne trying to have rock and roll and hip hop. But we all know that Black people played the foundational role in the development of hip hop through pioneers like Sister Rosetta Tharpe and the gospel music she had with electric guitar, or people like Lil Richard with his unique vocals, pianist, but also with the influence that he had. I just listened to Lil Richard tell a story about how he brought the Beatles along. And we talking about the iconic Beatles. And he mentored them. And he mentored so many other individuals and bands that went on to do great things. So just the influence, the godfather of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, that we already know about. Foundational development. So while the genre, again, was popularized by white people, Black people were the foundation of creating rock and roll. And now you look at R&B, you look at hip-hop, doing the exact same thing, where six to seven continents in this world, and many countries across this world, all have their own type of hip-hop, but they all have their type of major hip-hop artists. The most streamed music in this world globally is hip-hop, and that was born out of us, born out of Black America. So I think it's so beautiful. So really, the big picture here for me is that I want to remind us of the greatness of Black people and just the Black people and Black Americans and what we've been able to do and what we've been able to overcome. A group of people who were brought to this land in chains and bondage were able to create such a impact in this world globally. A group of people that were treated as second-class citizens. A group of people that I still believe to this day that are discriminated against, because myself personally have faced discrimination in my life. But we still found a way to persevere in this country and impact this world through our swag, our creativity, and our sound is envied and emulated by so many others. So I for one, just want to say we should definitely bask in the greatness and the glory of what we have been able to create. And I thought it was important for us to share the thoughts, especially with me recently being in Portugal, and every time I go there, I'm always just, or not go there, but every time I leave this country, I always get a taste of home whenever I go out to clubs. Rhea, you went to Portugal one time, right?
I did.
Did you go to a club there at all?
Yeah, I did.
What did you hear?
Oh, nothing but old white music, which is crazy.
Oh, you heard old white music?
Like, it was a karaoke bar. Some of the I had a friend there that was local, and she treated me out for a night.
Okay.
And she took me to the...
I'm actually happy that that's all you heard there, because the last thing I have you do is go to a karaoke bar where they're trying to sing rap music and the N-word is going left and right.
Yikes. Yeah, no, that wasn't it. A bunch of English people saying like, hey, yeah.
But 833-212-1017, Char in Milwaukee, you have something to say about Caribbean music in the new Puerto Rican music?
Yes. No, what I'm trying to explain to you is that a lot of the things you're talking about were way before hip-hop. Ever hear of Eddie Palmieri and Hector Lavoe? In New York, that kind of music that Bad Bunny is singing been around, and I'm an elder. So this ain't nothing new. I'm not saying different genres don't influence each other. But people have been singing like Bad Bunny for 50 years, okay? And people in the Caribbean. Now, I would say that African influence, not just particularly African-American influence, but African influence where slaves are bought all over the world, okay? So Brazil had the second largest slave population in the United States, and they didn't end slavery until the 1880s. So the African influence and the heavy drumming, I would agree with you. I agree with you now that modern day, each country now is doing their own hip-hop. But Bad Bunny certainly didn't get all his stuff from hip-hop. If you look up, when you get off, look up Hector Lavoe, look up Eddie Palmieri, Charlie Palmieri. You'll see a whole bunch of Puerto Rican singers from New York.
Sounds good. Hector Lavoe. Thank you, Char. Char sounds like she's from New York.
Yeah, that's what she said.
She's from New York, so she know about Hector Char. So there it is. There you have it. So Bad Bunny taking influence from many other people, including hip-hop artists.
Yes. I would still say it's a Caribbean focus first.
Well, hip-hop, her Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny, like Bad his Bunny, influence
Bad
are Caribbean.
Bad Bunny is reggaeton, Latin trap music, but...
Latin, not like American hip-hop.
No, not American, but what I was saying was from reggae came hip-hop, and from hip-hop was a formation of reggaeton and Latin trap music, which he falls under that umbrella. But, yeah, I'm saying. But 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. On the other side, when we come back, there's a big case happening right now. Diddy's going to be sentenced, and I've been trying to follow and track it. It looks like he has not been sentenced yet, but the Diddy sentencing is coming down, and I kind of feel bad for how I feel about Diddy. I'll tell y'all why. Let me know if I'm a bad guy for feeling this way about Sean P. Diddy Combs. We'll talk about that.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaway, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score and protect the end zone, their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. If you're looking for homeowners insurance or car insurance, make sure you visit amfam.com today. That is amfam.com today, where you can get a quote instantly online or find an agent near you. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm about to pull up Dr. Ken. Shout out to Dr. Ken, who texted me during the show as well. Get these TVs back functioning. All right, there we go. All right. It is Truth to Power, like I said before. And on the other side... So today is a big day, I guess, in hip-hop. I guess it's a hip-hop show, rap show. Today's a big day because Sean P. Diddy Combs is going to face his fate. Today, Diddy's sentencing will come down, and he will either face, I mean, in between, but the prosecution is asking for 11 years or more, and his defense is asking for 14 months. Now, if he gets 14 months, I believe he served 13 months already currently right now. We're in the process of finishing up 13 months, so he would be basically set free next month. Now, overall, for the two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, which is far from the initial charge of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking by force, he still faces up to 20 years, and it sounds like the prosecution is asking for 11 years while he's asking for 14 months. Now, what was interesting about this case as I was following, because I saw that Diddy is finally having his day, where we'll find out how long he'll be behind bars. He wrote a 4-page letter to the judge, and I believe he's supposed to be reading it today. And I will say, from what has been reported of the letter that I saw, I'm not going to lie to y'all, it was quite compelling. It was quite the compelling letter. He apologized for his actions to Cassie and the other unnamed woman as well, or Jane Doe. And he said he had time in the last 13 months, year plus, to really reflect on the harm that he's caused. And he talked about some of the drug use that he believes led to some of these actions. But he's asking for a second chance. And he also was quoted saying, "I realize that this trial has received tremendous amount of global press. And Your Honor, you may be inclined to make an example out of me. I would ask for you, Your Honor, to make me an example of what a person can do if afforded a second chance." And so he wrote this, just like many people write this. I'm sure his attorney helped him write this. And then also today in court, his family was in court today asking for forgiveness and asking for leniency when it comes to the sentencing. So his children are asking. The defense also showed an 11-minute montage video of him being a good father in court as well. The sentencing hearing right now is paused and will resume at 1 o'clock. So at some point today, we will have... we will know what's happening with Diddy. But the reason why I brought this up is because I'm an open book sometimes. Deep down, I understand that this is a terrible human being, But for some reason inside of my soul and my body, I feel sorry for him. For some reason, I have sympathy for him. And for some reason, I kind of hope he doesn't get 11 years. Like, I don't care if he gets 14. I kind of hope he doesn't get 11 years, maybe somewhere in between there. And I don't know if I'm the only one that feels like this. 833-212-1017. Today is the day that Diddy will find out how long he will be behind bars. He may be out next month, or he may not be out for another 11 years. But for some reason inside of my soul, I feel some type of sympathy and sorry for him. And am I the only one that feels like that? 833-212-1017. Do you think Diddy should get 14 months or 11 years in jail? Again, 833-212-1017. Why are you shaking your head, Rhea? She said, "You know why I'm shaking my head." Well, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know what people believe. I just said I feel weird. You don't feel odd inside of your soul just about like this whole case? You didn't have a feel like, damn, like, is Diddy really going to be gone for 11 years?
Never in this entire time have I thought that at all. Put him under the jail.
Under the jail. I mean, I ain't mad at you for that. Even though I do feel bad for Diddy for some reason. Don't know why. When I learned about the many facts of the case, I was actually appalled by the fact. I mean, it was crazy. Them freak-offs was nasty. His actions were inexcusable. And what some of them freak-offs entailed as well was just details of, like, what is going on? There's a whole nother world that goes on that we don't even know about. And for me, when I saw the video footage of Cassie, which was enough to tell me he was guilty of something, even though, that whole case, she took money, they had an agreement, so nothing they can do about that one. But I think it showed his character. And he apologized to Cassie and said he felt bad about that. But you can't erase that memory from my mind. I truly do think dude is a bad guy. And I am sure there are many males and females like Diddy in the music industry that partake in abuse verbally, physically, emotionally. But for some reason, when I look at this case, I feel kind of bad for Diddy. And I don't know if that's a bad thing, if I should feel bad for Diddy or not. But again, whether he spends 11 years in jail or 11 months in jail, it won't change my life whatsoever. But I do feel this sense of sympathy for him. But I don't know why. Is it because I grew up listening to him or not? But it's very interesting. But 833-212-1017. Do you want Diddy to get 14 months in jail, or do you want Diddy to get 11 years in jail? And do you kind of feel bad for Diddy, or do you feel like Rhea said, put his ass under the jail? Under the jail. 833-212-1017. Alan, Milwaukee, what are your thoughts about Diddy?
I don't think he should do nothing. My question to you, can somebody, no, I mean, I don't condone him, but my thing is, can't nobody make you F anybody you don't want to? Can somebody make you sleep with all the third ward? Make you.
Not me, I don't care Kyle if Wallace, no.
Exactly then. And on top of that, when she was with Diddy, she was already effing her husband. So it was nothing sacred about what was going on downstairs except the aftermath and soap. So, no. Have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate you. What'd you say, Rhea? Say it on air.
I said neither one of you guys are women.
Wait a minute. So wait, whoa. What did I say that would be anti-women?
Everyone's like, oh, you have a choice of what who and who you don't want to sleep with.
Oh, yeah, I can't speak on how women feel pressure. I have never been a woman, but what I will say is this, is that it seems to me there are quite a few women in this world that have unfortunately, that's why there was a comment I heard by a dude that just got shot and killed in public, shot in the throat. But I just don't want to keep bringing up his name. And there was a comment about that I thought was egregious where he said it's impossible for there to be like 25% of women or 30% of women to have been sexually assaulted. He said it's probably like significantly less than that. He said he would think it's less than 1% of women have been sexually assaulted. And it was absurd. I would say when it comes to sexual assault of women, we do a very bad job of giving them the justice that they deserve, especially through scenarios that are extremely tough to go through, because when we think about the end result of sexual assault, we always think about what the verdict is, but we don't think about the pain that somebody had to go through and the embarrassment and the shame that people have to go through with that. I think that is something that a lot of times people don't understand, and people say, well, why don't women report? Well, you have to deal with the fact that you have to come to grips with somebody violated you, one. And secondly, you have to deal with the fact that even if you were to tell, there might be people who don't believe you. And then thirdly, you just got to go through the traumatic time of going through a court case, all right? Like, that isn't easy, having to relive a traumatic experience that happened to you. So, yes, Rhea, I am not a woman whatsoever, and I don't know what it feels like to have a man sexually assault me. But what I will say is this, is that I do think people can have opinions about, you know, making decisions, because at the end of the day, everybody that was at them freak-offs weren't being assaulted. There are people who chose to participate, willingly participate. The court case, Cassie had all her business out there. Y'all, I'll let people come to their own conclusion. It does seem to me that, I don't know about every situation, it does seem to me that she was a willing participant at some moments, but doesn't mean she was at all moments, and doesn't mean manipulation may not have played a role. No idea. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talker text line, and we're just talking about the fact that the Diddy decision will come down today, whether or not how much time Diddy will be sentenced to behind bars. And I was just asking Truth Nation at 833-212-1017. Do y'all feel bad for Diddy? There's something inside of me that feels bad for Diddy. I don't care whether or not, if he spends 11 years behind bars, no sweat off my back. Just like R. Kelly. No, R. Kelly been behind bars for years now. Don't make a difference in my life. He ain't paying none of my bills. I don't know these people personally, so it is what it is. But some reason, somewhere deep inside of me, I feel kind of bad for Diddy. But again, 833-212-1017. What are your thoughts about this Diddy sentencing that's coming down? Do you want him to spend 14 months behind bars or 11 months behind bars? Or do you have this sense of feeling bad? And maybe there is this thing about me, and I've talked about this before, I believe, on air. Maybe it was before I had the show, is that I always tend to defend black men first, because I feel like a lot of times in different situations, black men don't get the benefit of the doubt. So a lot of times when it comes to these cases, I am very quick to, and I had to catch myself sometimes, to come to the defense of black men, because I believe that if I don't defend black men, there aren't enough people who will actually come in to defend black men. So that is something that I've always been mindful of, is the fact that I am quick to defend. There was a case with a football player at Wisconsin, at Madison, a couple of years ago. His name was Quintez Cephas, who was accused of sexual assault. and he was acquitted, but he lost an entire year of college football, a year that he could have been getting ready for the NFL, and I just felt bad for him. But 833-212-1017, Jay in Milwaukee, do you feel bad for Diddy?
Yeah, absolutely. I paid attention to the case and whatnot, and I mean, based off of what was reported and, you know, transcripts of the court case, all of these people were willing participants.
All of them?
Hello?
What about if you're, what about if you're drugged up?
Well, I mean, he didn't force the drugs in her. She willingly took them.
She or all of them? I can't.
Well,
I only know because
I was paying attention. I was paying attention to the transcripts. I mean, he's basically found guilty of what he did, and that's paying sex workers to engage in prostitution, essentially. I mean, that I do feel that he was guilty for. That's pretty cut and dry. But based off of the transcripts and everything that was reported, both of those women that were involved in both
the
of those witnesses
that you're talking
were
about,
participants.
You're talking about Cassie and the other unnamed women who were sex trafficking.
Well, the prostitution is due to the fact that he paid those workers to engage in those acts. I don't believe they were sex trafficking at all. You got to look at the transcripts and what these people actually said on the
stand.
Well,
he was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution.
In prostitution.
Yeah.
Which I do agree that he did. He would pay for flights for individuals to go to different states to engage in these different acts, but the prostitution was tied to the sex workers that he was hiring, not due to the fact that the prostitutes were considered the sex workers, not the two women he engaged in these instances with.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Jay. I appreciate your thoughts and comments. Again, at the end of the day, results are the result, but I do feel bad for Diddy. But 833-212-1017, that's the Truth Talking text line. Again, if he spends 11 years in behind bars, oh, well. Oh, well. But on the other side, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to play a game. Rhea mad. She mad about something. I don't know what she mad about, Rhea. I think I handled that conversation very well. Yes, I did. Thank you, Rhea. She gave me a thumbs up. I think I handled it very well. On the other side, we're going to play a little game because we want to have some fun. We're going to play Producer's Choice. So this is where my wonderful producer, Rhea Riley, has an opportunity just to simply select a topic that she thinks that Truth Nation would care about and something she's passionate about and something she thinks I would be able to good to respond to. I have no idea what in the world Rhea is going to be presenting coming up next. She tried to text me something. I said, I don't want to see it. So Truth Nation on the other side. I'll probably get Rhea's last thoughts on Diddy, so y'all want to keep it locked in because she definitely says she want his ass under the jail. But then also, we're going to play Producer's Choice with Rhea, a little fun game here on Truth to Power to End the Week. Keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. And we're going to play a little game coming up here now. Of Producer's Choice. But before we have Producer's Choice, y'all going crazy about this Diddy stuff. Ed Geo on the talking text line at 833-212-1017 said, Diddy paid for Tupac to be murdered. Let him rot in jail. Go ahead, feel that way. On a Truth Talking text line, not really a city girl, said, I do not feel for Diddy, but I don't think he should be locked up for 13 or 14 years. He's making it clear that he doesn't want to party anymore. His real sentence will be surviving out of prison. That is very true, I guess. Also, somebody else in here said, I do feel for Diddy. Now, let it be clear, though. I feel for Diddy, but I feel more for the victims than I do Diddy. And I hope the victims get with the guilty that he was guilty of, which I guess it wasn't significant. I hope whatever they needed, they got. But with that being said, Rhea, what are your final thoughts on Diddy? What do you feel about Diddy? Because I know you have some strong thoughts.
I just feel like our people on the wrong side of history with this one. It's one thing to protect a black man, but a lot of black women had to be assaulted in the midst of that.
What about with the, I feel you on that. That's why I said, listen, I'm glad he was found guilty of something.
Yeah.
Because what I saw in that video just shows me the evil that he has in his heart.
Right.
That is that. But I will say, I never once, and I used to do the show Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, who's out today. Denise Thomas will be in for him today. And the cousin sub of the day. And I remember we were talking about Bill Cosby. And I always saw that Bill Cosby situation. And I wasn't saying, I said Bill Cosby was guilty. And how I know Bill Cosby was guilty is because the deposition showed that he was guilty. But my biggest issue is that it's not the fact that Bill Cosby was guilty. That's why he's questionable character. But the fact that they told him that they weren't going to use this information against him, and then 9 years later, 8 years later, they used the information against him, I thought that was messed up. That was my big thing, is that they told him if he gave the deposition, it wouldn't be used against him, and then it was. That's why Bill Cosby is free now. But anyways, Rhea, here we go. You don't have some music in the background or something like that you want to have in the background, some of that new Cardi B? Nope. All right. Well, dealer's choice. So basically what we're going to do is, for the last segment here, because we want to finish the week off fun or entertaining, and Rhea always gets on me because she says I don't have enough time for her to meet with her before the show, which, again, sorry, Rhea, I'm trying to make a living here, and they limit me. All these dang meetings. But Rhea, for today, dealer's choice. This is your chance to be the host of Truth to Power with Rhea Riley.
Since I had limited time.
Limited time?
That's limited time. I wasn't ready.
10:45.
We never do fun stuff like this.
We don't do, we do fun stuff every day.
Yeah, okay.
I'm feeling myself because of social media. But go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, I have a hot take about marriage.
Hot take about marriage?
Yes.
What about, okay, so with that, Rhea, you got to give your background about marriage. Are you married?
I'm not married. I'm not in a relationship. I'm not planning to get married anytime soon. I'm chilling.
Okay, you're just chilling. So what is your hot take about marriage?
So I feel like for people who are getting married, in order to get married, you must go see a marriage counselor and they have to like grade you. And if you pass, you get your marriage license. Then you have to wait 1 year before you can have a celebration.
That is an awful idea.
An awful? How? Why?
How is it possible? So you mean to tell me that I'm going to go to some random person, a marriage counselor who went to school for whatever else. And here's the thing. I know some counselors. Them people mess up in the head, too. But yeah. You mean it to... Yeah, well, I know a couple, and they got some emotional issues as well. And so what you pointing your finger at before?
If not a counselor, at least a pastor, some type of elder in your community.
Oh, you mean a pastor?
Someone.
You mean a pastor who be sleeping with the church?
Dang, Kyle.
You mean a pastor with... pastors who prop up one woman, get a divorce, and then get another woman?
We'll have like a nice little crew of specific people.
No, it's just, no. This, let me tell you something about love, Rhea, because I know you ain't found love yet, but I found love. Let me tell you something about love. Love is not determined by what somebody else says or believes that it is, right? Everybody has the right here in America, if they're over the age of 18, and I maybe some different ages in different states, but none of my business. If you think you are in love with somebody and you want to go and get married and engage in the beauty of what marriage is and having to split everything potentially 50-50 unless you get a document to sign for a prenup so you don't have to split everything 50-50, go ahead and let it happen. That's why I used to be anti-gay marriage when I was in like high school. And then I realized, really, I was in high school years ago. Listen, me and you grew up during different times, all right? When I say F word, I'm not talking about the F word you can't say on FCC. I don't know if the other one you can say that either. I'm talking about the F word that rhymes with bag, okay? I used to say that word, just throw it out there. I mean, when I was 14, 15, I'll be honest. I told a teacher that when I was 14 years old. I got in trouble, but it was a different time. It was a very different time. I've grown from it. So the whole point is this. If anybody want to get married and wants to be annoyed with the person that they love for the next 50 years of their life, go ahead and do that.
But they don't because they get divorced.
No, 50% of people get divorced. But how can you empower this one individual or these board of people to say, oh, yeah, you're ready to get married?
Well, because if you want to get a certificate of anything else or a license for anything else, you have to go to some form of classes.
Not for
or
a gun
experience.
In some places. Not for a gun.
That is true.
It's like a driver's license. You said what?
Like a driver's license, you'd have to be 18. So with that person for a long time before you get this license, or you have to go through a course.
Rhea, you got to be 16 to get a driver's license. And you go through training for 6 months. That's it. And for marriage, so you mean to tell me...
When you turn 18, you can get licensed, though, without course.
You can, yeah.
Right.
But my thing, you're absolutely right. My thing is this, is that if I'm going to go sit here, if I want to get married, I got to go to these classes, right? Whether it's a pastor or whoever, I got to go to these classes. And then they get to say, yes, they should get married. And if they say no, then what? That means I got to break up because of the pastor? You mean to tell me this priest that fondled all these little boys can tell me whether or not I get to marry a woman? That Maybe. Man don't know. He don't know what he don't know what he missing.
Hmm.
What you mean, these pastors don't?
I mean, besides making broken homes, we already got enough messy kids out here. Now they got to go through you going through a divorce because y'all couldn't figure it out.
You think 1 year of waiting to get married is going to make, Rhea, that's what people do all the time. People literally get engaged and wait a year.
But you're married already. You get married already. You got the license, get married. You have 1 year of being in marriage before you involve everybody else, buying gifts, traveling across the country for your wedding, doing this, doing that, and then you get divorced right away. That's
you
crazy.
You sound like somebody who has potentially been to some weddings of people who got divorced.
Actually, no.
Oh, I've been to one. Oh, yeah.
What'd you give for them for their wedding gift?
I was a little bit younger. I was in my 20s still. I was just 30. I was still a little bit more cheap at that time. My money was different in 2020. 2018,
yeah,
2019.
That's true.
Money was different. And so I used to get $50. Now I give everybody $100.
Oh.
That's it.
That's $100 you ain't eat. It's going nowhere now because they get divorced.
I feel like one thing for me because of the age that I'm at, as everybody knows, I went to 7 weddings from May until 2 weeks ago. 7 weddings this summer. You said what?
You've been on a tour.
I've been on a tour, yeah. I have been on a marriage tour. And I do believe that for those who did get married, because everybody got married in their 30s in that group. Yeah, everybody was in their 30s in that group of people that I saw get married. I don't think they're going to run into any issues. Well, I don't believe they're going to run into issues. I can't say for sure, for certain. I don't know what these people's future holds. Mm. But when I think about the fact that I feel like if you wait a little bit later, and which millennials are waiting a little bit later, I feel like you have a better chance of making it, right? You get it all out your system. Honestly, what am I missing out here being in a relationship? I had fun in my 20s. I had fun in my teens.
Mm-hmm.
What is there out there to miss? There's nothing. I've been there, done that.
So that's not everybody, though.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. When people in their mid-30s.
They decide to get married.
But people in their mid-30s, I would hope they got, you know, all the fun out.
Nah, I know you know some people in their mid-30s are still acting like they're 21.
Now, I do know some people who are not married who act like they're 21. But, Rhea, I don't like this idea.
I like it.
It's a bad idea. Why do you like it?
Because it's going to save people money and time.
No.
It is. Because,
what makes you think after a year goes by fast. I'm going to just tell you this.
It does.
A year goes by extremely fast.
Good
so
job.
Even if you don't announce it, after a year, you know how long it takes for people a lot of times just to break up? People will be in a marriage or relationship extra months, extra years, simply because they don't know how to break it off because they have this attachment to somebody. So to think that 1 year, 12 months, all of a sudden people will be like, yeah, you know what? We're not going to have this big party. So they can't tell nobody they married?
I mean, if they want to, they can. Yeah, but before we involve all these dollars and cents and planning and dresses and cakes and venues and everything else, before we do all that, we at least have time to be like, oh, didn't really work out. Or you know what? Marriage is harder than I thought it was. It's not the relationship I wanted with you.
Nah. Nah.
All right. That's my hot take.
Nah. Your hot take. Let me not be mean. I was going to say your hot take wasn't a very good take. But, you know, as someone who is single, I'm sure you don't sound like you want to get married anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think
it. You're not looking for no man. So when you go out, you're not searching.
Who is there to look for?
What do you mean, who is there to look for? There's millions of men out here. What do you mean, ain't look for?
Doing nothing with just...
Listen.
Don't get me started on that.
Let me tell you. I remember when I was out here, I didn't have the pickings. Like, I wouldn't ever say, you come here. I was able to go on dates and meet different people and get to figure out who I like, who I didn't like. I mean, that's part of the fun, is going on dates and figuring out who you like, who you don't like.
It was fun. We all had money.
As a woman, are men not paying for women nowadays?
Depends.
What do you mean, it depends?
It depends.
I do know somebody.
Depends or don't.
I do know somebody who went on a date one time. I shouldn't tell her business, but I will. Nobody would know who she is. She was on them social media apps. She went on a date. She loves her some brothers. And she went on a date, and the man couldn't pay. Man couldn't pay, so she said, okay, well, I'll swipe it. He said, oh, thank you, I'll pay you back. Never paid her back.
See?
Never paid her
back. You want me to just sign up for that?
I'll be sitting there saying, well, I'm going to tell my daughter, if I have a daughter, I'm going to tell my daughter, this is what you do, baby. baby girl, if you ever go on a date with a broke man and he can't pay for you, what you do, because she's going to have a car. She's going to have access. What you do, you say, excuse me, can you split this, please? This is for me, my meal, and leave him to pay for his own bill. And never talk to him again. Daddy got you. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about no broke boy. Daddy got you. That's what I ain't no way in the world my daughter ever pays for some broke boy meal. Mm-mm, not mine. All right, Rhea. Well, thank you for playing. I appreciate y'all, Truth Nation, for sitting in. Boy, they going in on you on the line, Rhea.
Yeah. Woo! I asked me on last minute. That was my hot take, everybody.
Woo! This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I'll wrap up the show and get y'all ready for the weekend. Make sure y'all stay locked in on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. But before we go to break, do know that One Call That's All with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, all you have to do is make One Call That's All, and Gruber will take care of you. And what I love about them, there's no fee to call with them, consult with them, or retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. So get with the winning law firm today by visiting gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com. And always remember, it's One Call That's All with Gruber Law Offices, and call them at 414-276-6666. It's One Call That's All with Gruber Law Offices. YouTube is going crazy. Y'all got to read the chat.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, two things before we let y'all go. Do know that we're the proud home of Marquette University High School football, and it is homecoming night for the Marquette Hilltoppers as they look to bounce back from a loss last week as they take on West Allis Hale Huskies. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football, and The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. Also, make sure y'all tune into The Truth today at 3:57 p.m. as we will be joined by, Alicia, owner of Chef and Tasteful Events Catering. She will discuss her catering company and why you should consider working with them, but also her passion for mentoring young people who want to start a career in the culinary arts. A great conversation Rhea and her has, so make sure y'all tune in to the Black Business Give Back Spotlight, sponsored by Associated Bank, with Tasteful Events Catering today at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Truth Nation, seems like y'all like that segment. It was an interesting show. We got to talk about Bad Bunny and hip-hop and how these folks don't like the fact that they're going to have to learn Spanish. They're actually, there's an app that's offering free Spanish lessons on the app right now. So go ahead and learn y'all Spanish. We talked about Diddy. Free Diddy? No, I'm just kidding. Diddy can ride into jail. I ain't worried about that. You know I got a text message about that too, Rhea. I'm generally concerned. We'll be all right. And then also, Rhea had fun today thinking that people, before they get married, should get approved to get married by pastors in the Catholic Church. I guess the priest that found the little boys, be able to have a say. So, great take, Rhea. Really great take. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. Y'all have a beautiful and wonderful weekend. Peace out. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. Peace out. I will see y'all next week. Love y'all, Truth Nation. Enjoy the weather. New York, get yourself together.